All right, friends, so we've talked about forbidding grief before. We know that we are grieving the loss of our children due to the choice of abortion, but we don't feel like that grief is allowed because we chose this. So in this instance, it can be so hard to imagine that God would ever want us to heal. And I think it's important today to just share three scriptures with you that prove that God wants you to heal. So here we go. Are you struggling with the pain of a past abortion and longing for help but don't know where to turn? Have you been made to believe that your sin of abortion is too big and too bad? Friend, if that's you, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Does God Forgive Abortion podcast. I'm Brittany, and you wouldn't know it just by looking at me, but I too walked through the doors of an abortion clinic and ended the life of my unborn child. I thought for years that I had committed the one sin that was unforgivable, and I awaited punishment from God. After years of prompting from the Holy Spirit, I finally found redemption and hope through Jesus. Now that I am healed, God has placed a calling on my heart to walk alongside you so that you can find true hope and healing too. If you're ready to recognize that God has a true plan and purpose for you, no matter what you have done in your past, then this podcast is for you. Fill up your favorite mug with some coffee and crack open your Bible because it's time to receive the good, good news. Today is the day. Today, April 24th at 1 p.m. Central Time, we are having our very first free abortion recovery workshop. Through this workshop, we are going to learn how to partner with God, narrow in the areas of our lives where we need healing, and learn what it's going to take to move forward from our past decision of abortion. If you're catching this episode before the workshop, make sure you join us. It's happening right in our Facebook group, so you can request to join there at bit.ly/DGFA group, or you can grab the link in the show notes. We are going to be giving away a free Her Choice to Heal book by the end of the day to someone who participates in the workshop. So maybe that's going to be you. We cannot wait to see you there. Let's go. I remember when I was at the absolute lowest point of my grief. I was so depressed. I wasn't showering regularly. I wasn't doing laundry regularly. I told you guys, I literally didn't do my laundry for like 4 or 5 months. It was awful. I wasn't cleaning the house at all. Logically, I knew that God had forgiven me if I had asked him, but I didn't feel forgiven. I didn't feel deserving of this grief and everything that I was feeling. I felt like I needed permission to grieve the loss of my child due to abortion, and I did not have that permission. How can you grieve something when you chose it in the first place? It wasn't until I truly learned who God is that I realized that He wants us to heal and feel whole. So today, I'm giving you three scriptures that prove that God wants you to heal from your past sin, including your abortion. So the first verse that we're going to talk about, or first scripture we're going to talk about, is Psalm 103, 2 through 4. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy. Do I even need to read the other two to you? That scripture is so powerful. Who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit. Like, bam. That is so good. God does that. God's the only one who can do that. We can't do that for ourselves. We can't go find someone to do this for us. That's what we're doing, right? We go into the world, we search for what's going to heal us, and nothing does because we're not going to God. The second scripture we're going to talk about is Matthew chapter 9, verse 35. And Jesus went throughout all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and healing every disease and every affliction. God heals us through his son, Jesus. Jesus is alive. He may not be here physically, but he is here and he is ready to heal you. He wants out so desperately for you. You just have to accept it, my friend. You just have to let go. You don't need all of this control. You have to give the control to God, because if you continue to hold on to that control, you're never going to find it. And the third and final scripture I'm going to share with you today is 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. By his wounds you have been healed. By the blood of Jesus you are forgiven and set free from the chains and brokenness of your abortion. Honestly, I could add like so many more scriptures, but these three scriptures are powerful and show the truth about who our God is. Now, in addition, I do want to talk to you about one of the names of God, which is Jehovah Rapha, which comes from Exodus 15:26, and it translates to the God who heals. Our God is a healer and he wants to heal you. You just have to let him. Open your heart to him. Let him in. Lay your sin down at his feet. Commit to partnering with him from here on out. Dear Heavenly Father, I just want to pray for the woman listening today. She does not have any idea how much you love her, Lord. And I want you to just open her heart to that and to just show her that all she has to do is kneel before you and give it to you and just relinquish that control. Lord, I pray that you will lead this woman into the healing that she so desperately needs and wants and that you have for her. Thank you so much. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, beautiful friend. I hope that you found comfort from today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share this podcast with someone you know that may be seeking wholeness after abortion? Also, I would be over the moon grateful if you would please consider leaving a review wherever you are listening. It truly encourages me to know this podcast is helping you. Lastly, I want to remind you that we are here for you. If you would like to connect with the community of women healing from the past decision of abortion, please join us in our private Facebook group at bit.ly/DGFA group. Know that I continue to pray for you daily, and I am so thankful for you. I'll meet you back in a few days for a brand new episode, but until then, take care and God bless.